Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory, but on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's go.
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here. Ooh, you see something wretched. You think, what in the world could I do with this? Answer, send it to us. This is Wretched Radio. We love all things wretched. Sermon stories, articles, illustrations, whatever. Idea at wretched.org. And feel free to text away with questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. Sent to 877-282-2337. I think I was almost going to write a jingle there.
Uh-oh, you were.
Wait a second. I think we've got the jingle. Hold on.
Yeah.
We haven't heard that in a bit.
No, we have not.
Please send them there. Hey, you can still leave a voicemail. Not that anybody does that anymore. Jimmy, what's our ratio of text to voicemails?
90 to 1.
Yeah, I would think so. And then I have a confession to make. Have I stopped listening to my voicemails? I don't even think about not listening to my voicemails. I hope I'm right on this, that we've gotten to the point where it's like nobody should actually expect to get a voicemail return, because don't we all kind of agree as a society we just don't do that anymore? What a world. I'm telling you, this little electronic device, it's changing everything. I was just reading an article about that subject because a lot of people are starting to get, I think, rightly so, more interested in the effects of social media. And it's just changing us. It's changing our society. It's changing our attention span. It ain't making us smarter. It just isn't. It doesn't force us to read books. It doesn't allow us any time to meditate or think on things or just to be alone with our thoughts. How dreadful is that? That's why I think when you see a family sit down at a table at a restaurant, what do? Do they take out the menu? No, they get their cell phone up because we can't have a second of silence here. Nothing uncomfortable. Nothing awkward. What does not having a cell phone demand of you when you sit down with another person to spend time, eat, drink some tea? You got to bring something to the party. You got to have something in the barrel. Otherwise, you're just going to fire nothing. And that's hard work. And the cell phone removes all of those cares. We can just go dive into our own little electronic world, reinforcing me. The universe is about me. There's no other. Did I just crack?
I heard it.
Me. I think I did. That's what cell phones will do to you. 877-282-2337. As he then says, use your cell phone to text to us. I'm a hypocrite.
Well, this is from Steve. Todd, where do you get the biblical basis for adiaphora? It's not in the Greek text. So I'm just wondering if you're comfortable using it to explain neutral doctrine.
Yeah, it's just a Greek word. Diaphora means difference. The negates it. So no difference. As you weigh an issue, it's like, there's no difference. I can pick either one. It's called adiaphora. If you don't like the term for whatever reason, because I always confuse the singular and the plural. You got adiaphora and adiapharon, singular and plural. But you can use, if you prefer, gray area, disputable dispensation or dispensations. If you're German, Mitteldinger, or if you want the plural, Mitteldingen. These are the Romans 14, 1 Corinthians 8 through 10 areas. Jimmy thinks this. I think that. We put him on a scale. Yeah, well, there's adiaphora. No difference. And we can choose. And it's more difficult than I think we imagine it is, because it demands so many steps and considerations. I do have to consider the impact of my decision. If I do this, what will it do to others? That is a huge consideration. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm just looking for a beating this week. First, we tried to be helpful on the subject of deportation. Tried anyway. And now the video I think that we're putting up on the YouTube machine, even today, it might cause a little consternation. It's about the people that you're seeing on the YouTube machine, no doubt, that are just, they're melting down. They lost in the 2024 election. And the I can't remember which, I think it was the Department of Justice. Maybe there were more branches of the government and divisions that gave people time off if they needed to cry over the election results. Oof. Yeah, you've got people that want to leave the country. They are filming themselves, blathering in their cars that they lost. Okay, it's more than a one-off. And anytime we see that, I don't think it's mandatory, but it is wise to ask the question, why? Why this? What's going on with this? And we do well, without becoming Gnostic or psychoanalysts, to ask the question, okay, what's going on at the heart level? Because typically what you'll see or hear expressed is a fruit, but there's probably a different root. So I tried to come up with a list of what I think might be the reasons these people are in an absolute panic over the election results. And one of the conclusions, one of the lessons that I think that we can pull from it when we see these videos is, rather than laughing, and I know it's tempting, I have not always resisted that temptation. I know it's difficult, but these people are lost. And I want to make sure that I'm not a stumbling block to anyone. And this is, I understand why this causes some people to be like, hey, Pally, watch yourself there. What are you trying to do? Turn us into a communist nation? Well, not exactly. But I do think that we need to be mindful that politics is officially a stumbling block. I think it started a number of years ago, more than ever. And I get the challenge of the balance. We can be involved in politics. We should be involved in politics appropriately. Everybody has the ability to use their discretionary time or what they want to do for a living to determine if I'm going to be engaged in politics. But I think simultaneously, we need to ask questions like, okay, how am I speaking to the government as a Christian? What is my message? Okay, for instance, I was reading an article and it was evangelicals, what they want the new administration to do. And really predictable. Ukraine, the war in Gaza, the drill baby drill, all of the, it's like the typical standard conservative issues. And rightly so. But I couldn't help but notice none of them were at least even packaged remotely Christianly. We need to be mindful of that. And we need to consider how we talk. What is our message to the government? Because we're citizens and we're Christians. I know we're Christian citizens, but when we speak as Christians, the world listens. And I think that's the area that I think we should be at least more mindful of. That people, when they hear you speak as a conservative, they hate you. What was it, the American Science? What was the, Jimmy, did you see the story? She was the editor. She resigned because she said that anybody who voted for Trump was a bleeping, bleeping bleep. Mm. Yeah, it's like, whoa, what's up with hatred, animosity? So you speak on conservative issues, you are, right? And I need to be mindful of that. And don't you feel the tension? Don't you feel it? Well, I should be able to speak. I've got the right to speak. But adiaphora, by the way, even though I have the right, doesn't mean I take advantage of it. Because I need to ask the question, will this comment on this issue cause somebody to stumble? Meaning it will trip them up when it comes to Jesus. It will either cause, stumbling block has a wide range of meanings. but they all have to do with the same thing, and that is basically salvation and sanctification. Jesus is extremely concerned about not being a stumbling block himself and we not being stumbling blocks. That's what adiaphora is all about. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says that. That's the section of adiaphora. The 1 Corinthians 8 through 10 is the longest treatment on it. Romans 14 is shorter. And in 1 Corinthians 9, about verse 20, give or take, says, I don't want to be a stumbling block. I want to be all things to all people that I might win some. Why? Because he's following Jesus' lead from Matthew chapter 17, where he is not a stumbling block person. And so as we now start a new political season, because I think we're already talking about the election of 2028, because we love it, don't we? We just get enough of that subject. Let's at least all be mindful of it, that speaking on politics, I didn't say be silent. What I'm saying is when we speak, we need to recognize it can be and likely will be a stumbling block. So you've got to consider, is it more important I make that political comment or help somebody find Jesus? And that ain't always super easy to do. This is Wretched Radio.
Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted.
Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something? Without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it. If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at FortisPlus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. You know what's annoying? Everyone acts like you should just automatically know how to be a man. Like it's supposed to be obvious or something. Well, Dr. Adam Tyson is actually doing something. He's going to tell you the truth. A brand new Fortis Forum that you can find at FortisPlus.org. 5 steps to becoming a man after God's own heart. It's on Fortis Plus on demand. You can watch whenever you want at Fortis Forum with Dr. Adam Tyson. And it's free because Fortis Plus is free. FortisPlus.org. FortisPlus.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Ever feel like you're watching the world turn upside down and wondering if everyone else is seeing the same thing you are? Yeah, you're not alone. And at Fortis Institute, we're not just watching from the sidelines. We're fighting back with truth. But here's the thing. That mission, well, it takes resources. And that's where faithful gospel partners come in. The church needs more than just encouragement right now. It needs equipping. Will you stand with us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel. You can listen to your heart's content at FortisPlus.org.
Know your church fathers. Hippolytus was perhaps the most important theologian of the 3rd century. He wrote a 10-volume book called Refutation of All Heresies, which catalogued and criticised hundreds of pagan philosophies, Gnostic teachings, and Christian heresies. Hippolytus was exiled and died a martyr under the Roman Empire. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well then, this is, wow, this is Wretched Radio. This is worse than I thought. The editor-in-chief of Scientific American, who has now resigned, how can I tell you what she said about those people who voted for Trump without... Let's just say her message to those that did, it involves the letter F. A lot. Aggressively. It's just one example. People who are liberal, whose idols are being threatened, they're mad. They're angry. And it's fascinating how they talk about us. And we would be very foolish to not hear them talk about us. They think that our worldview is as deplorable as a worldview that promotes abortion and the mutilating of children. They see those things as good, as right, as necessary. Those things, those are like, oh, how could you not believe in those things? And they look at us and they think that we are deplorable. We need to remember that. What that looks like, well, you get that figured out. You can send it to idea@wretched.org, or you can text away to 877-282-2337.
And staying in that realm.
Do we have to?
Well, this is from Connor. Todd, here's a question for Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law, who is not following Jesus, uninvited a family member to Thanksgiving because she thinks they voted for Trump.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like this is a step too far into divisiveness, and I dread the thought of celebrating this holiday with her. How do I lead my family through this?
I see her as what she really is biblically. Let's use biblical language. Rather than labeling her progressive, liberal, Democrat, label her lost. Of course she's going to do stuff like that. She's got a darkened mind. She's unregenerate. She doesn't possess the mind of Christ. And we should expect that. And we should see them, not with disgust, not with absolute fury, but instead we should see them as lost. We should see them as the harvest field. And this might be helpful for you. I don't think this is like a perfect rule, but I think it's helpful that there's a distinction between people who perpetrate, they create, they come up with really bad ideologies, and then they try to forward them and impose them. That's one class of people. The majority of folks, they just kind of doop-a-doop-boop-boop, trip along following it. I think one side deserves a different tone and maybe different contents than the other. Jesus, I think, made this distinction. The scribes and the Pharisees received very harsh lingo from him. Why? Why didn't he talk that way to just regular street folk, Jewish people, his disciples for that matter? It's because they were the teachers of the law. You are the ones that should know better, and you are perpetrating falsehoods about God. And he called them out harshly, severely. And I do believe we have that option. All of the people that follow those bad ideas, they're just lost. They are the harvest field. I think we need to make sure that we don't follow mother-in-law. I get it. I really do. I get it. Because you might be thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't go to Thanksgiving, which is basically what mother-in-law did to the other relative. Just murdered that person. Which is what that is, by the way. What mother-in-law did was akin to murder. Because what is murder? I don't want you on the planet. I don't want you in my face. I don't want to have to deal with you. I want you gone. And you don't have to accomplish that by killing them. You can do that with what? Your words, separating from them, pushing them away, running away, chilling them out. Those are all forms of murder in the heart. And you don't want to return, I was going to say the favor, but murder of the heart is hardly a favor. See them as lost. And quite honestly, I think right now we all need to go to a spiritual chiropractor for an adjustment. Politics could we at least say for a couple of years that we aren't as focused on it? Could we just say that? And that we find ourselves more concerned, more interested in the salvation of lost souls than we are in regaining lost seats? Can we give it a rest? In fact, I would encourage you. This is just an encouragement. You do with this as you see fit. I'm not your Holy Spirit. But if you're still downloading a lot of the stuff, and I see it, I know it's out there, and we like it. It's more, this is what the Democrats are doing because of this nomination, and now they're saying this, and you get involved in all of that political intrigue. Okay, it's your life. You answer to God as I do. Maybe a little less of that. Maybe a little bit more of a focus on the more eternal matters. And that is the mission of Jesus Christ, that sinners would be saved. Do you know how many Christians have been consternated over politics throughout the centuries? And I could do a quick Google or AI search, but pick it from 100 years ago. So in 1924, we're probably dealing with prohibition back then, the feminist movement, all of, and then a bunch of political issues. And what about that FDR? And what's he going to do once the World War II breaks out? And they spent a lot of energy in that. And I'm not saying they're not important, but they're gone, aren't they? It's just done. It's insignificant now. I know history kind of builds on itself or tears itself down, but it's done. But eternity ain't going nowhere. Heaven, hell, still in business. Both are being populated. And I believe our Savior calls us to keep our eye on the eternal prize. Maybe now is the time for that adjustment. And then you can send your thoughts about that to idea@wretched.org or 877-282-2337.
I got some thoughts. Well, I mean, so just more specifically to Connor's question, I think I would say to him that he was talking about his mother-in-law. So yeah. I would say when you and your wife got married, you became one. So
that's right.
She's your mother.
She's your mom.
Honor your mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially at this time, whether you can't control her actions
right.
or her attitude towards Trump or anybody that voted for her. But I would say Romans 12 comes to mind. If possible,
live peaceably.
Be at peace with all people.
Yeah.
So if you have time, pick up The Peacemaker by Ken Sandy.
Oh, that's an excellent book. That's one that really just needs to have a second wave. You're correct.
Yeah. I keep saying that. No. why are you looking at
just
me?
Just like, leaving that ball right in your court.
No, but seriously.
You need to honor her.
And because, not just because you're commanded to, but you're the spiritual leader of your house and your kids are watching you.
That's true.
And your wife is watching you.
Yeah.
So treat her mother well.
Look, we're just on a different plane. That's all. And yes, it is a loftier, higher plane that shouldn't pump us up. It should humble us. But nevertheless, they just think differently. These issues are so important to them. Think about the issues that are important to you. And the reality is that their issues, as evil and wrong as they are just as important and, if you will, sacred to them. That's the cauldron that we are currently in. And to not be a stumbling block. You want mother, you know what's going to change mother-in-law's voting patterns? Salvation. Highly unlike, it does happen on occasion. It does happen where somebody's like, you know, I've been thinking this through and all of a sudden it's come to me. I mean, we see it on occasion. Some of these, is it Tulsi Gabbard?
That's
okay, so she's Republican-ish. RFK, well, independent, but, you know, okay, kind of endorsed Trump. And so you see that on occasion. But most of the time, you don't. What will change bad political philosophies? I mean, guaranteed. And regeneration. Let's keep our eyes on that. And then you can send stuff to idea@wretched.org.
All right. This is a text from Tyler. Todd, my mother is against the study of theology. systematic processes. Anything that's deeper than basic thought about scripture is frowned upon. And she says it's adding your own words to scripture. How can I continue to converse with her?
And just keep loving her. You know, instead of framing it like, hey, I'm going to teach you now about imputation. Isn't that great that our salvation is outside of us and it's secure in the person of Jesus Christ? There, you just talk systematic theology. You can share those things without framing them like, you've got to learn this, or you've got it wrong, or I'm going to teach you something. Just share. Like you just found a diamond, because you have. You've got this, hey, I just read this. Wow, how amazing is that? And that will just remove it from the couch of feeling like academia, which apparently she's averse to. Why? Because you're trying to become all things to all people that you might win or grow some. This is Wretched Radio.